Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to push you to your limit. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving headfirst into something we all struggle with at some point, stress and burnout. You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, deadlines are looming, and the only thing keeping you afloat is a double shot of espresso? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, constantly running on fumes isn't sustainable. It's like trying to drive your car with an empty tank. Eventually, you're going to sputter and stall. That's where today's episode comes in. We're talking about managing stress and burnout naturally. No quick fixes or magical pills here. Just real strategies you can implement right now to reclaim your peace of mind and feel truly energized. Now, before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's get real. Stress is a part of life. It's not the enemy. It's how we manage it that makes all the difference. When we learn to handle stress effectively, we can actually turn it into fuel, the kind that propels us forward instead of dragging us down. So, what are some of the secrets to managing stress and burnout naturally? First things first, let's talk about movement. I'm not talking about hitting the gym every day, though that's awesome if you love it. Think of movement as a reset button for your mind and body. A brisk walk in nature, some yoga stretches, even just dancing around your living room to your favorite tunes can work wonders. Ever noticed how much lighter you feel after a good workout? That's your brain releasing endorphins, the happy hormones that help combat stress. Second up, prioritize sleep. Sleep is like hitting the refresh button on your entire system. When you're well rested, you're better equipped to handle challenges, think clearly, and make decisions with more calm and focus. Aim for at least 7 hours of quality sleep each night. Your future self will thank you for it. Next, let's talk about mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a monk living in a cave, although that sounds pretty peaceful too. Mindfulness simply means being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there to help you get started. Then, let's talk about connection. Humans are social creatures, wired for connection. Spending time with loved ones, engaging in meaningful conversations, and building strong relationships can be incredibly grounding and stress-busting. Remember those times when you laughed so hard your sides ached? That's the power of connection. And finally, don't forget to nourish your body with whole foods. Think fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and healthy fats. These provide the fuel your body needs to function optimally and cope with stress more effectively. It's like giving your body the high-octane gas it needs to run smoothly. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a big project, the deadline is looming, and emails are flying in faster than you can respond. Your mind starts racing, your shoulders tighten up, and you feel that familiar knot of stress forming in your stomach. But wait. You remember our conversation today. You take a deep breath, step away from your computer, and go for a quick walk outside. The fresh air and sunshine help calm your nervous system, and you start feeling a sense of clarity return. Later, you treat yourself to a delicious, healthy meal and spend some quality time with loved ones, laughing and connecting over good conversation. By the end of the day, you feel energized, focused, and ready to tackle tomorrow's challenges with renewed confidence. See? Managing stress and burnout doesn't have to be complicated. It's all about making small, sustainable changes that add up over time. Remember, your well-being is a priority, not a luxury. So, take care of yourself. Your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your go-to strategies for managing stress? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Tap Out of Overstimulation, so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with tips and tricks to help you thrive in a world that's always trying to push your buttons. See you next time, awesome humans.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.